The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation! Let's go! Let's go! Raider Nation!
Let's go! Let's go!
Raider Nation!
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation!
You ain't ready for no football!
What up, Raider Nation? Welcome to the first official off-season podcast of the Black Hole Banter. This is James Arslan here with your boy Q. Say what's up, man.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's the Raiders off-season. We're still at it like we told you we would be, and we're excited because we're talking, well, the best fan base in America. We're talking Raider Nation. We're talking the Raiders. So let's get it.
And of course, anyone who's been paying attention to anything going on with the Raiders knows that this episode is going to be 100% about the stadium issue. Earlier this week, and you'll notice we are recording on Thursday. Our typical recording day is Monday or sometimes Tuesday. We recorded later this week partially because it's the off season. We're not sure what our schedule is going to be, and also just because we knew the stadium vote was happening. The NFL owners meetings were in Houston this week, and we figured it wouldn't make much sense to record before those, so we waited to see what went down, and now we're ready to talk about it. And of course, if you've been following, you know that what happened is that the St. Louis Rams are now the Los Angeles Rams for 2016 and beyond. Stan Kroenke's Inglewood site won the battle between it and Carson. San Diego has been given the option to join Kroenke in Inglewood. They have 1 year to exercise that option. If they choose not to, the Raiders will then be given an option to move to Los Angeles. Q, what are your initial thoughts on this?
My initial thoughts are it went the way I expected it to go, and the only reason I expected it to go like that is because Kroenke has deep pockets, and there's a guy in Dallas named Jerry Jones that has deep pockets, and Jerry was 100% against the Raiders going to L.A. to begin with. He wanted the Rams and suggested that the Rams and Chargers go ahead and team up and build a stadium. And I felt like it was going to make all the sense in the world. Even before the votes went down, even before the owners' meetings, a lot of people that are hitting me up on Twitter, and if you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can at your boy Q254. And, of course, you can hit up James at Raiders Reporter. And, I mean, we respond all the time. And a lot of people that were hitting me up were asking me, what do I think? And I kept saying, it's going to be Rams and Chargers, and because the Chargers break their contract with the Raiders, there's going to be extra money given to the Raiders, and they'll end up building a stadium in Oakland. And now, it didn't exactly go all the way down like that, but the gist of it is the Rams ended up in L.A. The Chargers have an option to get to L.A., which I believe they will exercise pretty soon, probably within the next like 3 to 4 weeks, and the Raiders will find a way to get it done in Oakland. All the city of Oakland needed was extra time to be able to figure out exactly what they were getting. Plus, they needed extra money. And I think that it's going to work out just fine. I think the Raider fans that want this team to stay in Oakland should be happy, because I do think that they're going to stay in Oakland. And it will get worked out. So, again, I feel like if you're an Oakland Raider fan, that the vote, the way it went down in Houston at the owners' meetings, went exactly the way you wanted it.
Yeah, I agree. I was kind of leaning towards this result as well. There were two things from this event, or the owners' meeting, that surprised me. Number one, it surprised me how quickly they got to it. It was scheduled to be a 2-day owner meeting. I figured the vote wouldn't come until the end of the second day. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, halfway through the first day, they had already had the first vote. And they ended up taking two votes to get it done. Clearly, there was a lot of time in between as they negotiated and worked together. So I was surprised at how quickly it went down. I seriously thought that there was a legitimate chance that no vote went on at this meeting. It just goes to show that a lot of groundwork has been done leading into this meeting, because a lot of people clearly knew where they wanted to go. The other thing that surprised me was the way they structured the Raiders and Chargers joining Inglewood. I figured it was going to be Chargers. I did not think that they would do it this way and kind of leave the door. I mean, it's only a crack, but the store is still technically open for the Raiders to go to L.A. If San Diego or the Chargers choose not to, I think that's highly unlikely. I really think the Chargers don't have a whole lot of a choice. It's just a matter of negotiating the right deal for them in Inglewood. But it still kind of left that door open a tiny bit, and that was real surprising to me. I kind of thought there would be more of a resolution moving forward. But other than that, I agree. I think it went a lot the way we expected.
No, I agree. I didn't expect the door to be open either. And the door is open, like you said. It is just a crack. And, you know, and I did expect, and I'm not going to lie, I did expect the Raiders to receive more than $100 million to get something done in Oakland. I thought they would probably get like $250 million, maybe even $300 million to get something done. But, you know, the option is out there for them to get $100 million. Again, I do believe it's going to be enough. I do believe they'll, once they get that money, they'll be able to work out a plan with the city of Oakland. I think that they'll get it done so the taxpayers won't be paying money, but still be able to work it out to the point where a stadium gets built. I do think it's going to work out, and I think it gave the city of Oakland the time it needed. But I was surprised that the option was there. I mean, I really was. I thought it was going to be Rams, Chargers, closed door, done deal. Raiders, you're back to Oakland, and that's a wrap. You know, and right now I know, you know, Mark Davis is saying that, hey, well, we got to find a home. It's not a win for the Raiders. It's this and that. But look, the dude left the owners' meetings with a smile on his face. He knows what he's doing. And as much as I've criticized Mark Davis, and I don't really like a lot of things that he does, and you know, I don't think that he's just the greatest owner ever. Don't get me wrong. I kind of think that he backdoored this where he kind of knew what was going to happen. Like, you know what? These guys aren't going to approve us. They're not going to approve me. They don't want me in LA. I think he knows that. And I kind of feel like he had the idea that, hey, this won't work in LA, but I'm going to better myself a little bit and get an opportunity to go ahead and land in Oakland. And worst come to worst, if Oakland can't come up to the table and make something happen after that, then okay, I might have to see, you know, I might have to go somewhere else. But I think in a weird kind of way, he pretty much knows what he's doing, and I think that stadium in Oakland's going to get done.
You know, I think obviously I said this before, Mark Davis knows more about what he's doing than anyone wants to believe, or not anyone, but than a lot of people want to believe. The fact of the matter is, he is the poorest owner in the NFL. He was going head up against the second richest owner in the NFL in Stan Kroenke for Los Angeles. Most of anyone who's followed knows that the Chargers were all but guaranteed to be given a spot in Los Angeles. Their market was the one that was seen as the least feasible to return to. Well, at least until Kroenke burned the bridges down, you know, like he was Sherman's marching through the South. You know, the Chargers were going. The question was, were they going to be going to Carson with the Raiders or Inglewood with Kroenke? And the fact that it went down to the wire, with Davis having a decent amount of support for Carson, you know, the committee actually, the committee on LA relocation actually voted in favor 6-1 of Carson. Mm-hmm. The fact that he got that far is impressive, because he was going head to head with a heavyweight, and that heavyweight had Jerry Jones, the heavyweight, the NFL heavyweight, on his side from the get-go. And yet, despite that, Davis managed to get himself all the way down to the finishing line, where they had to vote and negotiate his way out of this. So, you know, he got $100 million out of it. I agree. I actually thought it was going to be a little more. But the fact of the matter is, again, this is a guy that everyone talks about as being an absolute moron, a Tommy boy. Tommy boy doesn't go head-to-head with a heavyweight and almost come out on top. I know he didn't win. I get it. I understand that. But the fact that he got there is impressive nonetheless.
It really is. He got there. He got extra money. He gave the city of Oakland more time. Even though it might not have been his exact intentions to do it that way, I think, again, the writing was on the wall, and it just kind of made sense for him to go at it that angle. What I found to be really funny was the fact that they said, like you mentioned already, that the LA committee, they approved the Carson project, but when they presented it, it was funny for me to hear them say, Kroenke's presentation was like Star Wars, and the Raiders and Chargers was kind of like a 70s TV show. That kind of made me laugh, because I know how deep Kroenke's pockets are, so I could just imagine what he's trying to do and what he's, you know, where he's trying to go with it. Not mad at him at all. Handle your business. But the Raiders are more, and we are, I mean, that's how we are as fans. That's how we are as a team. We're a blue collar, man. We're not a, you know, 2016 billion-dollar movie script and everything. We're not that team. You know what I'm saying? We're not that ones that go out there and do everything to the super next level. And we, no, that's not us. We're a blue collar team. So to know that that those presentations were that much different does not surprise me. Am I mad at it? Absolutely not. I just think that, hey, that gave him an extra $100 million. It also gave him more time. It pretty much increases what the Raiders and the city of Oakland have up to about $800 million right now. And now they're a little bit closer to getting to where they need to be to go ahead and get that stadium built. And I really think the opportunity is on the table to make that happen. If you're an Oakland Raider fan, like I'm an Oakland Raider fan, I think it's a win for us. I know Mark Davis said it's not a win, but again, I feel that's leverage, and I just think that we're winning. I think that that's good, man. We don't want to lose our team for a second time, and I don't believe we will.
Yeah, yet to be seen on that. We'll get a little more into what I think is going to happen later, but I wanted to comment on that Star Wars quote for a second because, you know, that was another thing that surprised me a little bit. I'm not surprised that Kroenke had the better presentation. I'm surprised that the Carson presentation was that bad. And when that quote was given, I cannot help but think that that quote was a direct shot at Bob Iger. Bob Iger, Disney CEO, CEO of the corporation that, you know, just put out the new Star Wars movie. The new Star Wars movie that's a huge hit and everyone's talking about. To compare his competitor's product to Star Wars, you know, I can't help but think that's a shot across the bow and also tells a lot about just how bad the Carson Project proposal was. The fact that they brought in Bob Iger and they weren't able to get much done. And, you know, his little Starbucks trip to try to sway people with the media was just bad. I mean, I'm sorry. It was not a good look. It was clear that the Raiders were getting desperate at that point. So, you know, as an Oakland resident, I'm not really mad at how it went down. But I was a little bit surprised at how bad people said it was and how dominant a vote against Carson and for Inglewood there was. I mean, the final vote was 30-2, and I think we all know who those two voters were.
The thing about it, man, you think about what you know, what the Carson Project probably was, and you think about what the Inglewood Project was. I mean, Kroenke was talking about Olympics. He was talking about Super Bowls. He was talking about huge events, award shows. I mean, he was talking about things that are, you know, next level, super huge, big, you know, bigger than life events happening at that stadium. That's what he was talking about. National championships. I mean, he was talking about everything. And I just believe that, you know, the Raiders and the Chargers weren't talking about that because the Raiders and the Chargers aren't thinking about that. The Raiders and the Chargers, or especially the Raiders, are just thinking about, let's have a great place to tailgate, let's have a great atmosphere for a game, and let's keep it going. I never liked the whole Iger being a part of the Raiders project and possibly being a part of it because, you know, he was talking about rebranding. He was talking about making the Raiders different and, you know, making their image better. What are you talking about, man? The team is called the Raiders. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Raiders are a different team. They're not just an average 11 guys that go out on the football field. That's not them. The Raiders have an image, and you can't go in there and Disney it up. You just can't. So I never thought that that was a good fit anyway. So to see them fall pretty much flat on their face, I'm totally great with. You know, I definitely didn't like all the stuff where he was talking about he has to work on the Raiders' image, and we got to clean it up. And, you know, they had fans in the stands doing this and that. Look, man, look, you know what you get when you get the Raiders. You do. That's why the Raiders are such a special team, and I'm sorry, it's not just because I'm a fan, but the Raiders are different than every other team in the league. There's not another team in the league like them. The Raiders are unique. They were built on what Al Davis always built, and it was doing his own thing, being his own person, and being a rebel, being rebellious, being, you know, a pirate, being a guy with a patch on your eye. I mean, for God's sake, that's not every team in the league. The Raiders are different, so you can't take a guy from Disney and think that he's going to be able to rebrand a certain team. You know, and I saw Raider fans on Twitter, and I'm sure, James, you saw it as well, talking about, hey, if they go and rebrand and they do this and they do that, I'm not even going to be a Raider fan anymore, and I'm not going to go to that point. The only time I would ever get to that point is if all of a sudden they decide we're not going to be the Raiders anymore. We're going to change our name to someone else. But that's just ridiculous.
Name, colors, and imagery, man. Name, colors, and imagery. As long as they don't change those, I'm going to be a fan.
Exactly, exactly. But I just can't get down with a guy trying to re-image. I don't need my team re-imaged. That's like re-imaging a race. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. You know, if you're black, you're black. If you're Hispanic, you're Hispanic. If you're white, you're white. I mean, you don't re-image a guy. You are who you are, and you be who you be, and that's who the Raiders are. And so I'm glad that, you know, Iger and that whole little plan fell on his face.
Well, you know, the problem was not the image of the Raiders. The problem is the stereotype of the Raiders, okay? The image of the Raiders is what you see in the stands and you see with the die-hard fan base, okay? That's who we are. Yeah, you're right. There's the, you know, the rough and tumble imagery of the Raiders and the Black Hole and the Raider Nation and everything else. But come on, man. Anyone who knows anything about Raider Nation knows that the fan base is full of all kinds of different people. All kinds of different people. I mean, we're talking, you know, really great people who do charity work, the 66th Mob, all right? Yeah, they're called the 66th Mob, and so people think they're all bad. Do they do tons of charity work, okay? So the whole concept of the Raiders being violent thugs, are there fights in the game? Sure, but we're not talking about Santa Clara-type fights, okay? So let's be realistic about what we're talking about here. And that was the thing that bothered me with the whole rebranding concept. It's not that the Raiders needed a rebrand. It's that someone needed to stand the fuck up and talk about the reality of the stereotypes that bullshit writers like the LA Times, I can't even remember his name right now.
Oh my God.
Put out with the piece talking about how keep your thugs at home. Don't bring them down to LA. This is the bullshit that the Raiders need to deal with, okay? It wasn't a matter of rebranding the image of the team or the fans. It was a matter of stepping up and talking about who the fans really are and you know, getting rid of these stereotypes that are more fit for Santa Clara than they are for Oakland.
That LA Times article that you're talking about was just ridiculous. I can't believe that whoever wrote that, and I don't remember his name, and I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him no light. I can't believe dude still has a job. I mean, I work in the media.
I can't believe they printed it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you work in that field. I work in that field. It's like, are you serious? You wrote that? Well, that was the biggest, I mean, good God. I don't know who wrote that, but I would love to meet them in the street and have a nice little sit down conversation with. That is just ridiculous, man. And I mean, I get it. You know, the Raiders have a great image and you know, and that image is a lasting image, but damn, dog, I mean, you mentioned it, man. There's lawyers, there's famous people, there's actors, there's rich
Army
people.
Veteran.
Exactly. There's tons of people that are Raider fans. Don't get it twisted. They act like the Raider fans are just a bunch of thugs. That was ridiculous. That article just blew my mind, and you know, and again, whoever wrote that, I still can't believe that they even got a job, because that's just, you know, that's just over the top. But okay, whatever. You know, it is what it is. We'll keep our fans in Oakland. We'll keep our team in Oakland. We have no problem with that. Again, that's where they should be anyway. If anyone has any kind of know about or has any sense about the Raiders, they know Oakland is where they belong anyway. So I'm fine with that. You know, you can write all the stupid articles you want. Obviously, you're not a Raider fan. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead. Keep going ahead and writing all you want to, because it's garbage. But we'll keep our team right in Oakland. I have no problem with that.
All right, man. So now let's get into what the aftermath is going to bring. We know what happened with the vote, but like we said, it kind of leaves the door open. I expected the door to be shut. I expected there to be resolution for all three teams, because that's kind of what the reports were saying, that, you know, two teams were going to end up and whoever didn't was going to get taken care of. That was kind of the general sentiment. That's what was going to happen. But that's not what happened. The Raiders got an extra $100 million. They're not being taken care of. That's not the golden parachute that many thought was coming. A lot of people were thinking, okay, the gap, right? $300 million approximately is what people think the Raiders need still. That's what they thought was coming. So, you know, we got some finality. We know that at least if you're a Rams fan, you got some finality. Not so much if you're a Raiders or Chargers fan. So that begs the question, what happens next? And a lot of people have been asking me for my opinion on this, and my opinion has been straight up this. We are at square one again, okay? So what happens next? I don't know, because we got to start collecting information again. Everyone is back at square one, okay? Mark Davis, back at square one. City of Oakland, back at square one. So we got to figure out what's going to happen, and it's going to take a little bit of time. And in the intervening days since the meeting ended, we've already started to get some of that information out, okay? We know that the city of Oakland has changed their stance a little bit. Mayor Schaaf, for the first time I've ever heard, has noted that she would be willing to put a ballot to the voters to tax them, you know, to vote on whether or not they want to be taxed in order to raise money for the stadium. She said she'd only be willing to do so if there was polling that said it would pass, which is, you know, not surprising if you follow politics at all. That's not surprising at all. But before this point, she never even acknowledged that would be a possibility if the polling said so. It was just a flat-out no-go. Now she's bending a little bit. The other way that she's bent is that she's bending on the amount of land that the Davis would have access to, you know, because a big contention with Oakland was that the Coliseum City project basically had parking garages rather than open space parking. And anyone who's a Raiders fan knows why that's significant. That means no tailgating. Mm-hmm. Now she's saying that 8,000 of the some 9,500 slots would be open to the Raiders for tailgating purposes. That's huge. That's huge. That's something that Mark Davis was very, very, very emphatic about. He needed to be able to continue the tailgate culture of Raider Nation, which is significant if you don't know, okay? So these are big concessions. Now, given they're very vague, you know what I mean? But it shows that, that Schaaf is willing to come to the table and not just what, with what she had put on the table before, but she's willing to adjust, willing to work with Davis to potentially make it happen.
Right, and the thing about it is now that they have the extra time, that's what's the most important thing. I think the biggest thing here is time. And it was one of the things that when you when the cities were supposed to submit their plan to keep their team, you know, the Raiders were straight up, or Oakland was straight up, and like, hey, you know, we need more time to get this done. We are not prepared to go ahead and submit a plan because it's not defined, you know, it's not fine-tuned. We don't know all the details, and we don't want to submit something that's false. I appreciated that. I like the gamble that they took. They said, well, you know what? If we lose, we lose, but we're not going to go ahead and just throw something up there just to say we threw it up there to make it sound good, you know? So I could appreciate the city of Oakland for doing that. But now, now that the time is out there, and I really do believe, because the Chargers have, you know, a year to accept their the bid to L.A., I do believe they're going to do that. Matter of fact, like I said before, I think they're going to accept it in the next 3 to 4 weeks. As soon as they can dot the I's and cross the T's, they're going to get that done. So San Diego is going to be in L.A., so I'm not worried about the Raiders going there at all. I just think that now, you know, the city of Oakland needs to sit down. Mark Davis needs to sit down. They need to hug. They need to kiss. They need to say, okay, look, I didn't do you right here. You didn't do me right here. We've all kind of, you know, cheated on each other a little bit. We've gone around the corner on each other a little bit. We've done a little bit of dirt on the side, but guess what? We're going to come together right now like butt cheeks, and we're gonna make it happen. You know, we're gonna get together, we're gonna smile, we're gonna work it out, because we know that one, I'm best for you, and two, you're best for me. Honestly, that's just how I feel like it's gonna go down. I know the money's not exactly right now. I think that there's gonna be a bend don't break as far as the city of Oakland goes, and I think there's gonna be a little bit of flexibility where from Mark Davis, where it's like, you know what, I know that I'm not going to be able to go too many different places in this country. It's just not going to happen. I mean, my best bet, he said it already. He said it a long time ago. I'm either going to Oakland or L.A. That's his best bet because he has built-in fan bases right there. L.A. would have worked for the Raiders. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't have liked it, but it would have worked. There, you know, they can't go to St. Louis. Someone else said, oh, well, how about go to St. Louis? It's not going to work. It's not built-in Raider fans. Yes, there'll be Raider fans there, but they're not built-in. You know what I mean? They're built-in in L.A. and Oakland. That's who the Raiders are. That's who they're always going to be. So now that they have this time, now that they have a little bit of a help, and I think they're going to get some help along the way as well. I do think there's some more stuff to come that hasn't come out yet. I think we just need to stay tuned. There'll be some, you know, some extras coming their way from some outside sources. I just feel in my heart, just gut feeling. Don't know anything, you know, not an insider, not a guy who's sitting there next to Mark Davis and saying, you know, picking his brain or anything. Just a gut feeling tells me that, you know, when a push comes to shove, These two organizations, the city of Oakland and the Raiders, are going to be able to come together on a middle even and get that stadium done.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that's true. My concern is I wonder how willing Davis is to come to the table. The way he acted after the owners meetings, refusing to even use the word Oakland, you know, it was clearly sending a sign he's not happy about it. He talked about the possibility of playing elsewhere in 2016. That's not going to happen. Let me tell everyone right now, the Oakland Raiders will be playing in the Oakland Coliseum next year. And let me tell you why. Because in order to play anywhere else, they would need to submit a relocation bid and get a request voted on and submitted by the league, even just to play one season at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Okay? It's not going to happen, people. We got free agency coming up. We got all kinds of stuff coming up. It's not going to happen. But the fact that Davis was even balking at it shows that he's taking a pretty hard-line stance right now. And, you know, it could be just emotion from the meetings. This clearly did not go down the way Davis and Spanos wanted. Stan Kroenke came in with guns a-blazing, made all kinds of threats, was going to sue the NFL and drag them down. And anyone who thinks that the whole promise not to sue pledge that was signed was going to stop him, you don't understand the court system in America, okay? All that would have done was give another, you know, 6 months to a year of litigation for people to argue about whether or not that was valid and blah, blah, blah. And that's all Kroenke wanted. Because in the meantime, he's building himself a stadium and draining funds out of the NFL through billions of dollars being, you know, that he owns being put into the lawyers. So this was clearly a situation where Kroenke bullied people. And so I understand if Davis was upset and you know, maybe that's why he was clearly taking shots at Oakland afterwards. But for anything to happen, he needs to come to the table. And Mayor Schaaf has said this numerous times. She looks forward to hopefully being able to be heard out. She feels as though she hasn't been heard out. Lots of reasons why that's gone down. Davis believes that Gene Kwan made a promise to him. You know, whether or not Gene Kwan did, there's two things that Davis needs to understand. Number one, she's no longer there.
Right.
And number two, Gene Kwan, really? That's who you're going to rely on? Come on now, man. You know as well as I do, she was full of crap. That she's a major reason why we are where we are with the city of Oakland. The fact that he's even invoking her name and something that she may have said is a bad sign in my book, because he needs to get past that. That is freaking ridiculous, okay? So it could happen. You know what I mean? There was some other news that gave me hope as well coming out of Oakland, and it was very well timed. It came out the morning of the owner meetings, and I'm sure it was intended to try to influence the owners. And that news was twofold. Number one, there was a gentleman who helped do the refurbishing of Soldier Field and Packers, the Packers Stadium, whose name escapes me right now, Lambeau. He did the refurbishing of those, which essentially was a complete gutting.
Right.
They gut the entire inside and then rebuilt from the inside out while leaving the facade. He suggested that the same could be done for the Coliseum. That's something that was previously not thought possible because of the sewage issues. Apparently, he believes it can be done. That would be significantly cheaper, okay, and also preserves the site with all the parking. That is huge. Now, the other major problem with that are the Oakland Athletics. Mm. They're a major problem with the Raiders in general. They are a thorn in the side because owner Lou Wolf, who is a despicable owner, I'm sorry, I cannot stand him. We can get into that some of the time. I'm sure Raiders fans don't really want to know about that right now. But he has been a major issue because he all along has had the goal of getting the Raiders out of Oakland mm-hmm. so that he could build a stadium for himself. The big news here is that, and this is just rumor, but that he is now strongly, or not strongly, but is willing to consider the Howard Terminal location. For those not familiar with Oakland, that's a location on the waterfront down by Jack London Square. It's a downtown location similar to what you see in San Francisco with the Giants, okay? Mm-hmm. It is an ideal ballpark location. So if he's willing to accept that as a location for a new A's stadium, that changes a whole lot as far as the dynamics are concerned with the Coliseum property as it is now, and takes a huge hurdle out of the way. So because of those reasons, I am optimistic about what Oakland can now offer. I'm just really hoping that I'll see something that will make me more optimistic about Mark Davis being willing to come to the table and give them a reasonable listen to what they have to offer.
Yeah, no, all that makes all the sense in the world. And the thing about it is, you know, when it comes to Mark Davis and him, you know, actually listening and listening to a reasonable offer and making it happen, I think all the, you know, the backlash that he's kind of spewed out and basically said that he's going to look for a home and he's all that stuff, I think this is all part of his little game plan. I think this is all part of the, hey, look, we're not done yet. Yes, you've won a small battle, but you haven't won the war yet. You know what I mean? And I think that he kind of wants them to know that I'm serious, because honestly, in all seriousness, it's been a long time. The stadium should have been done a long time ago. They should have made a much better stadium. It is the worst stadium in the league. I totally get that. But, you know, they need to get something done. I mean, the Rams are out of St. Louis because their stadium is not very good. Well, guess what? Not very good is nothing compared to what the Oakland Coliseum is right now. It is not good at all. It's terrible. I mean, dog, the sewage is bad. The press box, they have to have damn Pepsi cups on the roof, attached to the roof so they don't leak, and the rain gets in the press box. I mean, it's just bad. You know, it's a baseball field. I mean, guys are crossing the 50 and sliding to second at the same damn time. I mean, there's no reason for that. So it's something that needs to be done. I think he wants to make sure he maintains his leverage at all times and make sure that, hey, we are serious. We're getting down to business. We need a new stadium, and it's a top priority. It's priority number one. That's what I think that he's going to continue to do. Again, I could totally be wrong because I don't know the dude from Adam. I'm not sitting on the side of him. He hasn't told me nothing. Nobody close to him has told me anything. I'm just going off a gut feeling because that's how I roll. Gut feeling is what I do. And I just think that it's not gonna happen anywhere else. It will happen in the city of Oakland. They're gonna come to some happy medium. Davis is gonna threaten, and then, you know, the city of Oakland is gonna figure out what they need to do. You mentioned the A's and their situation. You know, the A's owner wants to be the big dog in town. Look, dog, you'll never be that guy. Okay, the Raiders will always trump you. I mean, no matter what, he wants to be the dude, but the Raiders will always trump him. No matter what. So as much as he hates it, as much as you hate that you're not as cool as your big brother, you're still not as cool as your big brother. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what you do. You could buy everybody in the building. You could buy them some ice cream, and they're still not going to look at you as better than your big brother. They're just going to say, well, he's trying to buy my love. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. That's just how it is. So I'm just, you know, waiting for the city of Oakland to sit down and you know, you mentioned the different situations that they were talking about that they could potentially do, and, you know, kind of revamping the Coliseum. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, just go ahead and get it done. You know what I'm saying? Get down to the table, look at each other in your eyes, and just say, okay, this is what we need. This is what we have. We need to get here. Let's work on it. Sit in the room, lock the door, and get it done. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I want to hit on something that you noted, and that's it. You said it's not going to happen anywhere else. And I think that's a huge thing to consider, because whether or not Mark Davis wants to have a stadium built in Oakland or wants to do it in Oakland is going to depend in large part whether or not he has any other options. Now, clearly, the biggest option that most people are going to be talking about and that people are already talking about is San Antonio. And luckily for us, your boy Q actually had a little conversation with someone who was a little no down in Texas. You want to go ahead and intro this clip for us, man?
Yeah, real quick. My man John McClain is a Hall of Fame writer. He's been around the NFL for years. At John McClain NFL on Twitter. It's actually at John_NFL_. I messed it up. Sorry, John. At John _ McClain _NFL on Twitter, and he's from the Houston Chronicle. Like I said, been around a long time, and I had him on my radio show today, and I just asked him straight up because everyone's hitting me up, me being in Texas. James is fortunate. He's in Oakland, so he you're always getting the Bay Area version of everything. Well, I'm in Texas, so everyone says, well, Q, won't you be happy if the Raiders come to Texas? Oh, hey, they have some land. They're going to come to Texas. Hey, what are you going to do when the Raiders move to San Antonio? Look, I didn't think it was going to happen. I don't think it's an option. So I asked somebody who's way smarter than me, been around the league way longer than me. I asked him straight up. This was my question right here, and this was his answer. This is John McClain. He knows his stuff. Raider Nation, just listen to this right here. Now, see, I've been asked this question a lot, John, being a Raider fan, and, you know, I know Mark Davis owns some land in San Antonio, and he said he'll pursue San Antonio. I don't believe that's a real option. What are your thoughts on that?
San Antonio is not an option for several reasons. First of all, it is a Cowboys stronghold with some Texans fans there. Jerry Jones and Bob McNair are two of the most powerful owners in the NFL. They're not going to let a team go in there. The Alamo Dome would have to be demolished and a new state-of-the-art stadium go up that would cost over $1 billion. And then he would have to pay a relocation fee of $550 million, just like the other two. He doesn't have that kind of money. And the other deal is the NFL has never thought San Antonio had the corporate dollars to buy up all the suites and the sponsorships that are required to foot a bill for an NFL team. San Antonio is always willing, but it's never going to happen.
Okay, now first of all, let me go ahead and back up Q here real quick on John McClain. For those who don't know him, one of the most respected reporters in NFL. He does report primarily on the Houston Texans, but he does commentary elsewhere on the NFL. He's all over Twitter. He's a great follow. I follow him as an Oakland Raiders fan because he's just that good of a reporter. So the fact that he's speaking on this, I think, should carry a lot of weight. Now, I think anyone who pays any kind of close attention to the NFL already had an inkling about the whole Jerry Jones balking bear thing. We just saw Jerry Jones flex some muscle in Houston at these meetings. He's a major reason why Inglewood went down as the number one vote getter. So we already know about that. That's not something that surprises me. The idea that either of them would welcome a competing team in the state of Texas, you know, clearly that's not something that would happen. The thing that I found really interesting, I'd love you to elaborate on this, because I've never been to Texas. You know, I really don't know much about anything about Texas other than things are bigger in Texas, apparently. The fact that San Antonio would not be able to fulfill the luxury suites is very, very, very significant, and something that people, I think, first of all, I've not really talked about, but also maybe overlooking, because that is a huge source of revenue for stadiums in this day and age. So, you know, tell me what you think about that, and tell me what you know about San Antonio and the region.
Well, what I really know is that, and as much as we hate to admit it, the NFL is about money. The NFL is not about me. The NFL is not about you. The NFL is not about your average fan that goes to the games and watches the games and sits in the stands and yells and eats popcorn and slaps high fives with the guy next to him in the seats. They're not about those guys. The NFL is 100% about the guys that sit in the luxury suites, and that's what you mentioned right now. And in San Antonio, corporate America is not going to sell out. They will not sell out the luxury suites. That's what John McClain was talking about, and that's what the NFL has always kind of like balked their head and shook their head and thought, oh, that's not going to work in San Antonio. It's not going to happen. All they care about is selling those suites, because that's where the real money's at. It's not at the $75 ticket. It's not at the $100 ticket that we like to sit in and think that we're paying a lot of money for this seat. But no, it's not about that. It's about the luxury corporate suites. That's what they want to sell out. In San Antonio, that's not going to happen. San Antonio has a lot of military. San Antonio has a lot of visitors. They don't have a lot of, well, this corporation is going to go and buy this suite at this stadium. The Alamo Dome is available for a team to play in right now. But guess what? If the Raiders were to go there, the Alamo Dome will have to be blown up, and it'll have to cost about another $1 billion to build. And on top of that, James, you mentioned it earlier, that's another $550 million at least, and it'll probably go up next year, that on a relocation fee. And guess what? If Mark Davis doesn't have the money now, he ain't going to have the money next year. I mean, it's something that's just not realistic. It sounds really good, and it sounds good that, hey, I have an option. I can do this. That's what you say when you're trying to leverage someone. I have the option to go here. I don't need you. But really, in all honesty, what you think you have, you really don't have. And Mark Davis is not stupid. He knows he doesn't have that. He knows that San Antonio is not a real option. San Antonio has been used by many, many different teams. The Vikings use them. The Rams use them. The Saints use them. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have used the San Antonio, the city of San Antonio. And I'm sorry that's what happens, because they would love, in theory, to have a team. But it's not realistic. It's not going to happen. You know who San Antonio has? The Spurs. You know who San Antonio is going to have? The Spurs. Bottom line, simple as that. That's what it's going to be. Raider Nation, if anyone tells you that San Antonio is a real option for the Raiders, they are lying to you. And it's not because they want to lie to you. It's because they don't know any better. So myself, James, John McClain, we're all here to let you know it's not a realistic option. It's not going to happen.
And what's interesting, you know, that I think, you know, you got to extrapolate from the fact that if you can't get corporate money to sell out the suites for the games, you are never going to get corporate money to sponsor building the stadium. So once again, it raises the question, how is it get done? And like you said, it appears as though there's a lot of costs on top of building the stadium that would be involved in San Antonio. We all know about the relocation fee, but the whole dome issue, you know, needing to blow up that. And, you know, there has been rumors about other land that he had could potentially be used. But either way, no matter how you look at it, it just doesn't seem feasible, you know? And sadly for them, San Antonio appears to be always the bridesmaid, never the bride when it comes to NFL locations. So it just does not. That's something, you know, the first time it came out, I laughed at the idea of San Antonio. It just never made sense to me, primarily because of Jerry Jones, but, you know, for all the other reasons we've discussed as well. So I'm not surprised that this is something that people who in the know are not know, it's just not something I ever saw as possible. And that, again, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be a big, big factor in whether or not something gets done in Oakland. It's whether or not there's even another option available to Mark Davis other than Oakland. So we talked about San Antonio and all but knocked that out. And there's only really two other options, okay? I think we can discuss those really quickly. And, you know, they're not quite as much that you knock them completely out, but they're also not super realistic. The first one is San Diego. And a lot of talk has been going on about, well, if the Chargers go to Inglewood, that opens up San Diego. San Diego is a city that the Chargers have been trying for years to get a new stadium in. What makes people think that Mark Davis is suddenly going to come down there, snap his fingers, and just like that, he's going to get a stadium done when he couldn't do it in Oakland, couldn't do it in Carson? I just don't see it.
No, it wouldn't happen. I mean, if the Chargers couldn't get one, and they've been trying for years, like you mentioned, what makes you think that the Raiders are also going to be able to do it? And yeah, I know there's Raider fans there, and I get that. There's Raider fans everywhere. That don't mean that you're going to be able to get a stadium built. San Diego is not going to happen either. I mean, honestly, I mean, Mark Davis said it months ago. We said it earlier in today's podcast. It's either L.A. or Oakland for the Raiders. That's what it's really going to come down to. San Diego is not going to happen. It's not a realistic option at all. If they were going to build an awesome stadium and make it happen and make it a great home for an NFL team, guess who they would be doing that for? The Chargers. They wouldn't be doing it for the Raiders because that Chargers is the team that they want there. They legitimately want the Chargers there. It's actually sad that they will probably lose the Chargers because I think that they got a cool little fan base, even though right now the Raiders, you know, have more fans at the game than the Chargers do. It doesn't matter. They still have a good little fan base and they enjoy their team. And I really honestly hate to see any of these cities lose their team, but, you know, the Raiders will not be in San Diego. Absolutely not an option.
So as you can tell, I don't think too seriously about San Antonio. I don't think too seriously about San Diego. There are two options that I would seriously think are potential or would be potential locations for the Raiders to go. Those would be Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara and St. Louis. St. Louis already had a $400 million public funding grant that was passed that they tried to keep the Rams with. Thing is, Mark Davis has said over and over and over again, including after these votes, he is never, ever, ever going to St. Louis. That, ladies and gentlemen, was probably his biggest bargaining chip. It would have been pretty shitty of him to use St. Louis against Oakland after they just lost the Rams, but that was his biggest bargaining chip because that is the city that is closest to getting a stadium built. But he said no, flat out, he is not going to do it. See, St. Louis has also said they're not going to pursue anyone else. They haven't said that they wouldn't accept someone if they came. But Davis has ruled that out, which in my mind just cut off a ton of his leverage. Okay, the other option, Levi's. The reason that's an option is because it is the cheapest option. As we know, he is the poorest owner. He's already said he's not going to do it. I don't think he's backing off on that. But again, as the number of options dwindle, he needs to start seriously considering them. And if he really has this much beef with Oakland, Levi's might be his answer.
It might be, but I don't, again, that's another option that I don't believe is going to happen. He said it over and over again that he wouldn't go there. And like you said, it's the cheapest option and he's the poorest owner. And, you know, if anything, he might just have to do it. But I just don't think it would happen. I think it would be terrible to happen, you know, for them to be in at Levi's, just because, I mean, hell, 49er fans don't like to go there. And that's their stadium.
They hate it.
Exactly. That's their stadium, and they don't like to go there. You know Raider fans ain't going to want to go there. So I don't think that that's an option. I know that that's something that the NFL probably would enjoy. They'd probably appreciate them being at
that
stadium.
Oh, they've been pushing for it.
Yeah, exactly. They push for it and love every minute of it. But I honestly don't believe it would happen. Mark Davis, I will say, makes me a little nervous because, unlike his father, he kind of not falls to peer pressure or not, you know, kind of gives in, but, you know, he kind of goes with what other people say more than Al would. Al would do his own thing. Al would just say, no, I'm doing it this way and that's it. If you don't like it, so be it. Mark, I feel like he wants to negotiate a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing. I like the fact that Al didn't negotiate. It was either Al's way or it wasn't going to happen. Simple as that. You know, if you told him he was going to do this and he didn't want to do it, he didn't do it. Simple. But what turned me off on Mark, honestly, what turned me off on Mark is when when the LA committee said, if you come to LA, we want to make sure you leave that that torch of Al, you leave that behind. And he said, okay, that turned me off right there. I was done. Like, okay, this is not the guy that needs to lead this franchise for too much longer. So that made me pretty angry. But again, I still don't think that Levi's Stadium is ever going to be an option for the Raiders. I don't think it is. This year they'll play under a 1-year lease again, probably at the Coliseum, and hopefully in that meantime they get everything taken care of. That's the best I can come up with, and I think it will happen though. I mean, I know I don't sound 100% confident, but I do believe it will happen. This year we will get it done. It will get done in Oakland, and all of us will be happy. And 4 to 5 years from now, maybe 6 or 7, we'll have a Super Bowl there. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, let me just say the one thing about Levi's that, you know, I don't love the idea. Again, that stadium has been trashed thoroughly by fans. I have a ton of friends. You know, I grew up in the Bay Area, so I have a ton of friends who are Niners fans. They all, to a T, hate the stadium. And it was funny because a couple of them who have season tickets actually – they tried to play it off early on, like, no, it's cool, it's cool. And then within like half the season, they're like, man, it's terrible. I can't stand that stadium. But the one thing that I gotta say, I would think would be kind of cool if the Raiders ended up coming in, is if you look at these two franchises, one is clearly headed in one direction, the other is clearly headed in the other direction. One team has found their franchise quarterback and is looking to the future. Another team just got passed over for a head coach for someone who chose the Browns over them. Okay, so if the Raiders went to Levi's, what likely happens is that stadium starts being associated with the Raiders because they are the team that's winning in that stadium. And people start to think of that as the Raiders stadium. And I gotta say, I'd be pretty freaking entertained to know that the stadium that the Niners put all kinds of money into building was thought of and imagined in the common census, in the common thought process, as being the Raiders stadium. I think that would be pretty freaking entertaining. So that from that one aspect, which I understand is really more about, you know, me being able to rub this into my Niners friends. But from that aspect, I think it would be pretty rad to land in Levi's and take over that place and kind of make it ours after someone else built it. And be like, all right, cool. Thanks for all the money and the hard work and all that drama. Well, we're going to go ahead and make this shit ours now.
Right.
But besides that, I'm with you.
No, honestly, I mean, and Raider fans, we're built different anyway, man. We go anywhere and take over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to the Raider Cowboy game at Cowboy Stadium on Thanksgiving a couple years ago, and honestly, I mean, yeah, it's Dallas, it's their stadium, but guess who was rocking that house? Guess who was rocking? Guess who was making the most noise? Guess who was like partying the hardest in the parking lot? Guess who was doing all the tailgating? Look, dog, that was Raiders. You know, I mean, we take over wherever we go. So if we went to Levi's Stadium, oh, we take it over. Eventually, they'd be like, oh, that's the Raiders' home. That's the Raiders' home, because 49ers don't like to go there. And they're a different breed of person anyway. They're not built like us. Nobody's built like a Raider fan. I'm sorry. I mean, people think I just be talking. I'm not talking about it, man. Look, we are built differently. All right, we're wired differently. We're cut from a different cloth. I love it. I love the fact that that's who we are, and that's how we separate ourselves from the rest of the league. And so we went to Levi's Stadium, we'd take it over. We'd invade the tailgate. We'd go into the parking lot. We'd invade that. On Raider games, we get there early before they even open up the parking lot, because you know why? That's what we do. We get there before they even open up. We'd be outside. We'd be chanting. We'd be walking in. We'd be chanting. You know, when the game is going on, we'd be building a black hole. I mean, that's just what we do. We're a different breed of fan. It's just nothing like a Raider. There's nothing greater than a Raider. I mean, as simple as that. It's just, it's different. And that's why, you know, if you could be a Raider fan, not everyone could be a Raider fan. You got to be cut from the kind of cloth that allows you to rock the silver and black and represent it the right way. Not everybody's built for that. James is built for that. I'm built for that. Raider Nation, who listens to the Black Hole Banter podcast, they're built for that. Not everybody is built for that. And I know the majority of the fans that go to Levi Stadium right now and root for the San Francisco 49ers are not built like Raider fans. They're just not. I'm sorry, no disrespect, but you're not built like us.
And you know what? Given the fact that there's been a lot of bickering and bantering amongst Raider Nation over this relocation process, I actually think that's a perfect way to end this. I've been trying my hardest on Twitter and the blog to try to bring everyone back together. Let's not forget that Raiders fans are Raiders fans through and through. We're all the same. We're all the same family. We may get in fights and whatnot, but we're all the same family. The anger should be pointed at the NFL. The NFL has goofed this from the beginning. They have dragged us through the mud. They have dragged cities through the mud. They have dragged fan bases through the mud. They could have done this quickly and easily. We could have had this answer a year ago, and we could have all been moving on with our lives. It's the NFL's fault that we've gone through this. They're the ones who had the fans out there letting them, you know, do all these rallies and everything. And I respect the fans. Don't get me wrong. I respect the fans out there trying to do something. But we all know that wasn't going to change nothing.
Nope.
We all know that this was going to come down to a bunch of billionaires voting, okay? So the fact that they played all these games with the fans and played all these games with the cities drove me freaking nuts. So I'm going to be saying this until my voice is gone. We need to bring Raider Nation back together. And we need to aim all this anger at the NFL, who constantly screws with us and who knows that they can do it because they're going to continue making money off of us. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to stop watching. I'm addicted to the product, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to voice my outrage at the bullshit that they've drug us through. Let's come together as Raider Nation. Let's get excited about next season and a team that is moving forward, and let's do it together and screw all this division. Screw the anger towards each other. Aim it where it deserves. Roger Goodell, the NFL, that's where you should be mad at, you know, until all this is over. If you're going to be mad at where it should be. Don't be mad at other fans who are just trying to see their team do something good. You know what I mean? Let's all get back together. Screw the NFL. Your boy Q and I will be here all offseason talking Raiders with you guys so that y'all can get back to talking football, so y'all can get back to the love of that brings you here, that gets you on Twitter, that gets you on our podcast, that gets you to read the blog. You know, let's get back to that. And of course, we're not done talking stadium. We're going to have to talk it, but we're going to be talking it in a way that is positive from now on and look into the future. I think we've covered all the news that we know of up to this point. As new stuff comes out, we'll talk about it again. But until then, let's not forget, man, this is Raider Nation. We are unique. We are special. We are different than other fans. Like Q said, other fans are not built like us, okay? We are a different breed. And let's not forget that. And let's not forget that we are one breed.
Absolutely. We rock silver and black, and that's who we are. You know, we're Raider Nation. We're always going to be one. It don't matter if you're Northern Cali, you're Southern Cali, you're in Texas, we got people in Canada, man. We got people all over. We got people in Pittsburgh. We got fans everywhere. So, you know, we just need to make sure that we unite, we come together. We know that, you know, for the good of the team, that's all that we really care about at the end of the day. I know for a fact that, you know, if you know anything about the history of the Raiders, which I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you do, you know, the Raiders belong in Oakland, but whatever, we don't want to separate the fans at all because we are a huge nation. There's a reason why every fan base now calls himself Nation, because we made that sexy. We made it awesome. We made it the thing to do. Now everyone wants to do it. So Raider Nation, you know, enjoy who you are. We appreciate who you are. We appreciate you checking out the Black Hole Banter podcast. We just everything, man. We just enjoy being part of Raider Nation. We are a real family. Everyone can claim to be a family, but we're a real family. So as James said it, man, just come together, man. Let's not fight with each other. Let's fight with them. They're the ones who cause all this, not us.
Yes, sir. And with that, we're going to go ahead and put this first episode of the offseason to rest. Our next episode will not be so stadium heavy. We'll finally start getting into some actual football talk. Apologies to those who, like me, are sick of this topic, but it had to be done. We had to get into it in depth. This was huge news, a huge issue for the Raiders moving forward, so we had to do it. But I promise to you that we will be getting back into football. And to those Stadium SS fans, we will be covering the things that are going on because, as always, we will cover everything that has to do with the Raiders. So until next time, y'all, peace out.
Peace, Raider Nation.
It's the way of life. Yeah. Raider Nation.
Raider Nation. Up top, down low, down low, only one way. That stupid black hole, game time. Talk is dead, just win, baby. Enough said. Up top, down low, only one way. That stupid black hole, game time. Talk is dead, just win, baby. Enough said.